Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to my podcast. I'm Veronica Chanel, and this is Cultivating the Lux Lifestyle Podcast. So, today is Friday, April 8th. It is warm. I'm out and about. So, if you hear some background noise like a car, some wind, that's why. Excuse that. This is not a bootleg podcast. I know about the quality and sound, and the audio is very important. But I'm out and about. And I want to bring you like real life stuff. I haven't done this in a while, and I want to talk about it. That's something I want to get off my chest. It's about me. It's about what I'm sensing, what I'm discerning right now. I don't even care if anyone out there, let me put my disclaimer in. If any human being that listen to my podcast, thank you for listening to my podcast. Feel free to share this out. But if any human beings knows me, know this situation, because you'd be surprised who listens to my podcast. And I know. Trust me. Don't think I don't know. And if anyone says that is not the case, well, let me tell you something. Do me a favor. Tell the Lord that is not the case. Say it unto God. Because, you know, it's not good to lie. And it's not good to lie to God. Right? That's my disclaimer. This here is unfiltered conversations. This is not for the saints. This is not for, it's been a while since I talked about not for the saints. So let me go ahead and say what I need to say. I'm not giving anyone's name for the sake of privacy. I'm a member of media. I don't do stuff like that. I produce quality content for my audience and for the world. I work with publicists, so they know, the publicists that I work with know, Veronica is a good journalist. She's a good contributor, good correspondent, whatever you wanna call me. And I'm building. As I'm building, it's gonna lead to something else, okay? Sometimes when you're building, before I get into what I'm gonna talk about, you may not make a damn thing. You may not make no money, but you're building. You're building because you're going to make bukus in the future. Ha! Can I get an amen? So for me, I never was the midnight rendezvous woman. I never was the booty call woman. I may appear to be the booty call woman to certain guys, but I was never really a booty call. If I dealt with you, it was not for booty call purposes. Sometimes I may have done certain things because I'm a Christian, but I'm not holier than thou. I still have to repent of my sins today. I still have to fight the adversary, whatever. You know, I go through the process. This is a journey that a lot of Christians and saints are going through. I'm not a hoe, never been a hoe, never been loose. I don't like laying in different people's beds. I'm not attractive to ghetto stuff nor street folk. But what I like, I don't like to advertise, because some ladies and gentlemen, how many of you know that some people will put on that show, will dress up like it because they heard what you like? So I keep that secrety. Some people may say, oh, I know what you like. No, the hell you don't, because I didn't never tell anybody. So tell me how you know. I don't care for sugar daddies. I don't need anything that's old as my father, or could be father, because he's no longer living now. God gave me a father. He's no longer living. And I have a heavenly father. Okay? I don't need nothing old. And don't message me and be like, what you classify as old. Listen, so I dealt with certain guys in the past, and I'm not going to give any names. So those who listen probably going to figure out who I'm talking about. That's why I said, if you say this is not the case, do me a favor and tell the Lord this. I dealt with some different ones from high school, sweetheart in high school for many years, and people outside of high school for some time. So when you deal with someone over a period of time, you may get attached. I don't get attached to people anymore because of what I've been through and I've been hurt. I'm not getting attached to you. And I learned not to trust people. You have to earn trust. You have to build trust. If you broke it, then that means you have to build it. If they don't want to build trust, if they don't want to work at it, leave them alone. They're not worth your time. Leave them alone. If it takes time to get to grow with God, who the hell are you? It's going to take time with you too. So listen at me now. I've been dealing with someone for like on and off, but it was like, I didn't realize until the Lord brought it to my attention one day that I would never tell this person this. I think it was a total of 7 years. I said, how many years has it been? And I started counting. All of a sudden one day I said, oh my God, I didn't realize until the Lord brought it to my attention. I said, I dealt with this person for 7 darn years. Are you kidding me? It's been that long. It's been that long? You mean to tell? And I've realized something. I've gotten so accustomed to their little shenanigans that they do. I'm not going to be specific because then people are going to know who I'm talking about. But I'm accustomed to certain things to the point, oh, that wouldn't bother me. Well, that don't bother me because I kind of know. I picked up so much about them. I picked up their vibe and so much about them, they don't even have a clue. I don't have time for people that you want to be so secrety. Please, what are you? Are you a spy, a federal agent? Okay, even they are not that damn secrety, okay? But, I mean, please. So that's why Secret Service people, why they call you Secret Service and you're not even a secret? Well, I always said that and I will. I dealt with someone, so over a period of time, you get used to them being around. That's just human. Whether the person give a damn about Veronica or not, okay? Whether the person likes CB a certain way, I don't see her as being my girlfriend. Because I'm sorry, Veronica's not perfect and I have to lose some weight because I'm not a size 10. That's why I say I gotta lose some weight. And maybe then they'll look at me and have a lot of money. But yeah, if you say, even though you dealt with me sexually, I don't want her, I don't see her as my girlfriend, I don't see her as my wife. And let's say there's some other males that are not men. They hear that. And they look at me and they see something different. Well, I wouldn't mind being with her. I wouldn't mind having her. Let's say there's some males that he don't know anything about that want to lay with me too. I'm not loose. I'm not going to do that. I don't lay with anything. What the hell is this? What's going on in this world? I don't be on everybody's porch. I don't be in everybody's bed. This is not for the saints. What the hell is this? I'm not going to show you my body. Okay? I don't walk around half naked. Why? Why I got to do that for? Why? You think, so why is trying to do defamation of character? Why do people think defamation of character, give me a hard time, pressuring me, I'm going to pull my shirt up? Are you serious? My God. So even if he said that, you'd be surprised how many males feel secure when he's gone. Even if he hears it, he's not going to know who I'm talking about because I ain't said no names. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen after I put this on my podcast. But I dealt with them on and off. So there were times where there was a connection. I felt something from this person that I did not even feel from the other one years before. I haven't had a lot of this and this and that. No, because I'm not loose like that. My mom always told me when I was a little girl and my sisters, you don't open your legs. Keep your legs closed. But it was, so there's sometimes, let's be honest, we meet someone, we really like them, right? There's something there. And I saw something that I would never say publicly that's kept between me and the Lord. Why do folk think if he's gone, ain't stud me, why do you think that matters? That's not going to change anything of what's inside that person's heart. It's not going to change that. It's not going to change that moment. I've been discerning. There are some individuals that can't stand the fact that I dealt with this person for 7 years. And he was able to deal with me on that level for that long. is what I heard, y'all. They don't like that. So now they want an opportunity to do what he did and to see what he saw. Basically, this is not play play. Hold up. Let me do this while I'm on my podcast. A Jehovah, a Jesus, Yahweh. Am I lying? I want somebody to do, y'all, listen, y'all, I'm straight up with the Lord. Do the same thing. Talk to God. Am I lying? Am I lying before your judgment seat? Am I lying before your throne? I don't care what the situation, the case may be. I've been discerning other individuals. The Lord's invisible, but other individuals that feel, I'm going to change if we keep doing certain things to her. It feels like, in other words, if I think about him, I don't know. Have any of y'all ever felt this? You ever been thought about your ex or somebody you dealt with sexually, but y'all didn't really date or something like that? There's different cases out there in this world, right? And they keep coming on your mind. Have you ever felt someone saying that you were stupid for even thinking about them? You know, he could come on my mind on and off all throughout the day. I'm like, oh, okay. Does that mean I'm stupid? You don't see me running. I don't run behind him. I don't make nobody. I don't like making somebody want me. Why do I have to do that? I'm not ugly. And anytime somebody comes after you and wants to be with you, there's something cute and significant about you. I don't understand that. That's not going to change what happened. That's not going to change there was a connection. That's not going to change anything that may be in my heart concerning him, or if I'm even in his heart. If you got the truth, when you got so many women, you got a whole bunch of women in your heart. But I had to pause for a moment. But I've been sensing, discerning this for quite some time. As though it's like there's something that's like hating on me because of this. Now, more than likely, the person moved on to however many. More than likely, okay? Because I know what I saw. And so I'm like, okay, I go on. I think about often how I was treated in life, you know, in my 20s, in my 30s, and different things. And so now that I'm older, I do things differently. I expect different things. There are some things I no longer do because I see there's no need. And it serves me no purpose. I don't get anything out of it, yet the other person get what they want out of it at that moment or that day. There's just something I just don't care to entertain or do anymore. But let's just say that person moved on. So now here I am, not walking, straggling by myself. I have no reason to be. But here I am, and here's this presence or someone that you may know. I'm just throwing out different examples. They feel as though, okay, now I want this place. Now, so imagine somebody looking at you and saying, I want you. Imagine someone looking at you and saying, this is what I want to see happen to you. Now that he is out the way, I'm talking from a woman's perspective, okay, guys? Now that he's gone, he's out the way, and there's no chance you will give him another chance, or there's no chance he will even turn back, because he has basically verbally said, and didn't realize how many may have been listening to him at that time, what he's not interested in and don't want. And whether he knows it or not, there was someone that said he will never do that. So I'm like, wow, you know him really well, huh? You know him really well, don't you? So let's just say he's gone, and now it's like, okay, an open field. We're gonna go at her head on. head on every day. I'm going to do something to kind of poke at her. I'm going to do something to provoke her. I'm just going to bother her every chance I get until this girl get tired. And she'll get tired of me. She'll get tired of hearing it, get tired of feeling it. And then you know what? She's going to yell out and say, I'm tired already. And somehow, you'll be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, some folk may think, we know that there are stalkers out there, right? We know there's some crazy people out there, right? Yeah, everybody's not in a mental facility, and everybody is not taking medication like they should. And everybody's not in church. And they feel as though, eventually, you are going to get tired, and you're going to want this to stop. And while he's gone, this is my opportunity to put myself there. I'm going to come to you eventually when I see your mind changing. When I see your heart changing. And then I'm going to come to you, and then all of this is going to stop. I'm going to be your hero or blah, blah, blah. I'm going to make it better for you. Can you imagine someone thinking, I'm going to come and take the connection that you had with him, and now I'm going to get it, and we're going to go on together? Can you imagine that? Listen at me. God, hold up, because you never know who may be listening to this unfiltered, not for the saints episode. God, am I lying? I've been discerning this. I've been sensing this, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. There is nothing and nobody that can erase that happened then. Those moments, it was a moment. But some moments, I'm not going to talk about the in-depth. I don't do that. I'm not going to pour my heart and my blocker and my thoughts on podcast. I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that, okay? But I would just say in this matter, those moments are moments, and some moments just ain't going to go away. It's there. Like, okay, whether he go on or not, so what? It's still there. But what irks me is when these heifers, or I was about to cuss. I ain't going to do it. I'm going to say heifers think that I'm going to get here, and while he's gone, either you're going to do what I say, Veronica, or you just going to keep going through this. But you might well forget it, because you might well forget about talking about him, thinking about him. You'd be surprised sometimes he'll just come through my mind, and I'm like, why do I sense this? Why am I discerning? I'm stupid for even thinking about him. You'd be surprised when people know this guy that I'm talking about. You'd be surprised, okay? Do you think by me not talking, not thinking about him, does any justice for you? Is what I want to say. Like, are you serious? Am I really sensing this? Listen, I have thrown this off. I keep going. I'm going to keep going regardless. But that is absolutely absurd. Has anybody ever dealt with people, with someone jealous of your relationship? Jealous that you've been with somebody or you slept with someone that long? Jealous because you don't want me? Jealous because I'm trying to get your attention. You won't listen to me. You won't listen to me. Why you won't listen to me? Why you won't change your mind? Why are you being so difficult? Have anybody ever dealt with that? Some women have dealt with that face to face. Some of us may have been like a hidden stalker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 2022. You'd be surprised. And you'd be surprised how many will say that's not the reason. Let's just say, have anybody ever dealt with someone trying to get you for revenge because somebody's dead? Or that ain't gonna bring them back. You need to talk to God. He controls death and life in his hands. Or just think about that for a moment. Like that, have anybody ever did with some psychological stuff, some psycho type people? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have. I wanna share that. I have, and more than likely may still be dealing with some psychological crap. That's an old saying that my mom said. My mom told me, she said, Veronica, crazy folk will try to make you crazy. I said, she ain't lying. Y'all, if she ain't told the truth, oh, I sound country, don't I? I've been in the South for quite some time, so bear with me. So I'm just like, this is like unfiltered, like I said, conversations, but I'm still being wise with what I say. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know about you all, but I have flashbacks. Sometimes I have flashbacks with music. God knows I love music, love to sing. I love the music from the old school R&B, from the way back. Even the old school rap. I like different types of genres. But sometimes I think about the guy in high school. There's two. Oh, yeah. 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 I told y'all I'm not an archangel. But at the same time, I'm not loose. So if anyone listens to this episode, if you be like, so Veronica, you mean to tell me you were laying with this? Hell to the no. I won't lay with this one, this one, this one. And I still don't lay with this one, this one, this one. I still don't. That's not my cup of tea. That's not my cup of tea. Never been, never will be. It's too many germs. Not only did we have HIV and AIDS, you could get other sexually transmitted disease, okay? And then on top of that, now we got COVID. Do you think I'm gonna be laying with each and everything? Above that, if I'm not attracted to you, if you don't do nothing for me, it's more than, of course, it's how you look. But if you got a raggedy spirit, if you nasty as hell, if you hurt people, get the hell out of my face. I don't have time for you and the devil. I'm not trying to go to hell. I'm not trying to go to hell. Why do I want something that came from hell? Excuse me. Why do I want something that came from hell? Why? I know people don't think about it because you got to be churchy or you got to be spiritual. But a lot of times, a lot of relationships and stuff don't go sour because you saw some booty that you want to hump. You saw some money that, I can live comfortable. I ain't got to work and got here and work like Veronica's currently doing. That's all. And girls sit there on their butt running their mouth because you got a three leg there to help you out. I can't. It's hard for me. And throwing stuff at me is not going to change it. It's just going to cause me to get more harder. Period. Ask God if I'm lying. Y'all will be surprised of the hell that I've been through for no reason. It could be because of a family member. It could be because of somebody else. It don't matter. I don't deal with people who go after folk because of somebody else. Not only is that ignorant, not only is that hood and ghetto, that's stupid. I don't want to hang around people. I don't want friends that keep white cops busy. I don't want a boyfriend or a husband that I gotta constantly look over my shoulder. We're gonna in the middle of a drive-by. Or he has a psychological problem. He can snap any second. That's not love. I'm not comfortable around that. And this particular person, it was awfully strange. It was awfully strange from the stuff that I have heard about him and his cousin and what he and who he know. It is awfully strange how I was comfortable. I felt like he's not gonna hurt me like that. Understand? Oh, he may hurt you. He got some ways about him. He got a mouth. And I pick up on his ways. But he ain't gonna hurt me like that. People change though. Ain't no telling now, yeah. Ain't no telling what spirit done crept up in that right now. I don't know if that but back then. Because I remember I was working at this particular retail store, which I can't tell you because, you got to be careful how you name people and be careful how you name stores. When you're doing something like this, that's for the world of public to listen to. By me being media, I'm not stupid. Before I do anything out there, I will verify all of my sources. I said all of my sources. But this, I'm telling you a story about me. This is about me, okay? It's straight up me. I'm working at a certain retail store of some years ago, 7-8 years ago, actually. And I actually heard someone, one of the guys that worked there, say something. That I was basically foolish and stupid. I heard him say some stuff about him and how he was and how he'd be fooling people. And then I heard that someone, it was more than one guy that said something about how foolish I was to deal with him that quick on that level. I actually felt that there is something about this person. Extremely. And it was very strong. Very strong. And I saw something and felt something I ain't never felt in nobody else. Okay? You hearing it from me. Not from no other heifer. Not from no white person. Not from no Jew. Not from no Latino. Not from no other black person. Not from no African. Not from no foreigner. This is me. This is my story. And it's not from him. He probably will never talk about it. Okay? Because if you think about it, as the folk he deal with, it's too many. Yeah. It's probably too many. He gone with y'all. He probably been forgot about Veronica. So I said, it's a good time to talk about this right now. Yeah. Based off what I heard from the other ones. So check it out. He said, basically, I was stupid for doing that. And I'm like, I'm stupid for dealing with him. But I wasn't talking to you. I didn't deal with you. I don't even, how they even know? I didn't even tell you nothing. I have a very good hearing. I do. Very good hearing. I'm like, I didn't even tell you nothing. What you mean? I'm stupid for dealing with him. But you're not my boyfriend. You're not even my husband. Okay? God give me a husband, which I believe he will. You know, I don't need no psychopath that's sitting there. God ain't gonna send me no psychopath. Don't come in my faith talking about the Lord said and God ain't said nothing to me about you. Don't be stupid, all right? I'm just saying, this is not for the saints. I'm sure the church will agree. Don't be stupid. Don't let the devil play you. And then you're going to get upset if the person don't go along with the foolery that's been baking in your head. That's in your head. That's not in God's head. That's in your head. So basically, I was foolish for that. I want to say, wow, that's personal. That's personal. And what that got to do with you? What that got to do with anybody? That's none of your business, basically. Am I right or wrong on that, y'all? This is what I dealt with. This is real life. This is what happened. And so how about now? I'm like, that was like, I've been dealing with this person. When I thought about it, I think I said it out loud. Ever since I said it out loud, 7 or 8 years, dealing with this, it was seven, dealing with this person. I giggle. I laugh. Like, do you realize how long I dealt with your foolery? Like, do you know? Like, do you realize how long you've been dealing with me and I've been dealing with you? Like, that is like weird. I said, it must be something. That's what I'm talking about. I know immediately when I see a person. I know immediately if I want to deal with you or not. Period. You got a raggedy, excuse me for saying it. You got a raggedy ass spirit. Go find a raggedy ass spirit woman. I'm serious. I'm serious. And I know, listen, let me go ahead and say this. I'm sure, you know what he would say? That don't matter. I dealt with a lot of people. For 7 or 8 years, he probably have. That doesn't surprise me. You'd be surprised what the God revealed to me. It doesn't surprise me. I'm sure he had dealt with a lot of women for 7-8 years, nonstop, on and off. That doesn't surprise me. You see how I'm giggling? Because if a person don't want me, okay, I'm looking for the Lord. Okay, God, you got somebody better than. Okay, all right. But for me to feel stupid, no, I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid if they pop in my head. I'm not stupid if those moments are there. That's not stupid. That's just that it happened. Okay. But for somebody to think your butt gonna come and make a difference. What? And I mean, listen to it. I don't want y'all to think like, so Veronica, you saying you ain't gonna move on and get somebody else. I'm not saying that. When I'm older now, I want something that I can really live with and deal with that God is cool with. God is not cool with every single male. He's not cool with all those males. No, he's not. He's not cool with all those males. He's probably cool with just one. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not, when I get with that one that God approved, my spirit will take him. I wouldn't be feeling like something's wrong with you. I wouldn't feel something is wrong with you. I would immediately know. Oh, okay, wait a minute. But yeah, that's all I'm trying to say. I don't want anybody to think, oh, so because y'all had that moment and y'all were kind of close, you're not going to move on with anybody, with nobody else. Oh, sure. I move on with somebody else. I'm not going to stay stuck and want somebody who don't want me. I don't do stuff like that. But I'm not going, I don't want anything. I'm just not going to do that. And so you'd be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, how people think that, oh, you're going through so much and pressure. And I'm like, first of all, how you even know? Because I don't even talk to tell people my personal business when I am going through. Because I know how to go to God first. And I know how to talk to mom, different things. So I don't even know why anyone will feel that way. But yeah, that was my thing. You know, sometimes you deal with people that you have like sexual relations with. You didn't really necessarily have a real relationship, like really, really dating. But because of you dealt with each other on that level for so long, sometimes there's something there. Sometimes they may call them friends with benefits, the side chick, the side hoe. And some people, sometimes guys feel it's okay because they're not committed to you. And if they're talking to you, they're talking to somebody else too. So sometimes we don't think about that. I learned that sometimes you get so used to being with them, how they feel and touching them. You think eventually, well, maybe we have something here. Well, maybe it'll progress to something else. Not necessarily. And going into details of what I won't do no more, I don't even want to share it. Because like I said earlier, people listen to you. They'll try to fix things up, say things, and do things just so they can match what you say. That's not authentic. That's an imposter. That's someone trying to fool you. But people be picking folk for any old reason. And as women, you don't let nobody pressure you for you to get with them. I don't know why some individuals, I don't know why some males, I don't call these men, think if I pressure your butt hard enough, your mind will conform. If I do it myself or I get somebody else to do it for me, your mind will conform. Black people were slaves in this country. Not by choice. It was become from the white suppressors. Our minds, our ancestors' minds, never changed. They wanted freedom, and they still want equal rights now. We're still fighting today. It's a different kind of fight. It's a new generational fight, right? We still got bigots from these are the suppressors' descendants. We still got bigotry. We still got Ku Klux Klan. We still got Confederates running around here. But it's a different kind of fight. Our minds have not changed. So for someone, whether you black, you should be ashamed of your damn self. You should be ashamed of your damn self. God forgive me if I'm forgiven. This is unfiltered. You white, you have the audacity. I know you didn't. or you're a foreigner, what the hell wrong with you picking up on the white folks stuff? I'm being honest. I'm being straight up. Nobody supposed to be pressured or harassed or bothered. No one on the face of this earth, whether you are gay or straight. And for somebody, let me tell y'all too, I found out that there was someone going around sending pictures or something about me to people, telling people lies of how I'm this type of person. I am not the person that fool told you. And they probably left out Christianity. They probably left out the calling of God. They probably did. I don't know why, but to hear and to feel and to discern this going on, oh my God. Like, I throw it off, but it's disgusting for me to hear comments and to see the reaction. You'd be surprised what I see. Seriously, I'm being honest before the Lord, of people, because they know I dealt with this person. And it's disturbing to hear males, they're not men, talk about what they want to do to the woman. Oh, I want her to do that to me. Do y'all have friends or family? This is another thing, that sit and watch people have sex. Is that not crazy or what? I don't care about seeing you have sex with somebody. How you watch somebody and have sex, invade their privacy, and tell me I want her to do that to me? Because I know he ain't dating her. And I know he don't want her. If he thinks people don't know, he crazy. How you do that? That's crazy right there. But for real, that's what I have been experiencing. And some of the stuff that I'm going through is from that very same thing. It's because my mind is not conformed. Like, those who's going to be listening to this podcast, they're going to be like, well, Darren, she's not. No, she's not. No, Veronica's not changing. No. I change when God tells me to change. I go by God. Forgive me for the little curse words I threw in there, but I'm trying to be me. I'm trying to be real. He's still working on me. Is God working on you? He's still working on me. Absolutely. Until the day Christ come back. No matter whether you are a Christian or not, nobody is not supposed to be pressured or bothered or stalked or harassed. Okay? But I mean, how can y'all understand? Okay, what if you guys slept with a girl and them girls are upset because you got a connection with her and not with I mean, how will you guys feel if someone was trying to make you, if a woman was trying to make you lay with them? You're going to be my husband, whether you like it or not. I'm going to do this to you anyway. How do you feel? You know what I feel right now? Males, you will ignore her. You will tell her, I don't give a damn what you say, won't you? That is amazing. So why do guys do that to women? Some of them. Some of you guys got enough decency. You don't stoop that low. You feel you don't have to. But there are some who goes down way low. Otherwise, they know they ain't going to get nothing. But how would you feel if a girl was invading your privacy and she was watching you and your body? And them girls will make you, they're playing with you. I'm just saying. They invade your privacy and now she's stalking you. Let's put it that way. I would love to hear, males, what will you do? So let me just go ahead and tell y'all what I heard. Since we have an unfiltered moment, I wanted to talk about, kind of get off my chest. And still stay within my own standards and guidelines by not revealing company names or individuals' names. So I actually heard some guys in different, and this is just different times, this is not all in the same day, said different guys say, you know, a woman, a girl that like him, he said she might well go head on you know, I don't want a woman that does this kind of stuff, or I don't have time. Some guys don't like skinny girls. I have heard the comments of, I don't want no fat girls. Some guys don't like the voluptuous, the bossure, and the poop poop. Some don't like that. Some want the skinny. Some want a woman that makes a whole lot of money. She ain't hardly got nothing. I don't want to be bothered with that. What can you do for me? How's she going to help me? Please, you keep that your struggles and your credit problems over there. I don't want that. Okay? So I'm just saying, she's a nice person, but I don't see her like that. It's been said. Now, you'd be surprised. If a girl stalk a guy, would y'all break down? Would you give in to her? If she said, you better marry me and get me pregnant, I would like to see how many males would do it. Or else. It's the same thing. I feel quietness while I'm saying this. It got real quiet when I'm talking. I'm in the car. I'm still out and about. But I'm like, yeah, I have heard these things, how guys be talking and telling other guys that this girl might well go head on. She wasting her time. Why are you blowing your darn horn like that? Okay, if y'all gonna do road rage, let me get through this light. Okay, okay, I'm back. But I was like, hold up. Wait a bushma moment. Wait a bushma minute. I have heard it. They don't want to be watching no big girl. You'd be surprised. Some don't want white girls. Some of them want black women. And some of them are gay. I do know if you're gay, okay, but there are some gay people that go both ways. There's gay people that go both ways. Don't think because some people are gay, you know, that's your business. That's your business. But don't think they don't be peeping at the opposite sex. I'm saying, you know, some go both ways, okay? But that's what I heard. I want to talk about that now. If the person I'm referring to, I have a very strong feeling he ain't gonna listen to this. He may. Somebody probably tell him. And he gonna be like, why I gotta listen to this for? I ain't gonna listen. I got something to do. I got this to do. I got this coming for me. I ain't got time for this. So, because again, why? Why do I think he gonna listen to it? Because it deals with me. That's why. And while he's gone, guess what? I guess these folk know him pretty well. And so they trying to, you know. But I'm just like, what I do when certain things happen, what I do, I kind of like, I listen, I observe, I watch. And I'm like, do I really hear this? Is this really happening? Like, are you serious? Like, no. Just because we had that happen and that person done gone. Was like, what are you expecting? What are you expecting now? Like, seriously. If anybody ever had this crazy thing, if you ever had anybody that tried to make you date them, make you marry them, make you get, I want a baby, like, make. Kind of think about where I'm coming from. Some people ain't never experienced anybody making them. That's a blessing, because you don't want to. There's some lunatics out here. I mean, there's some young women, there's some old cats that looking at us like, I would love that. You're old. Are you serious? You need to stop your foolery. You need to stop your foolery. So now, if you are a woman that likes the old, that's your business. But Veronica really don't care for that. Why? I just feel God got something better. Something that I like. I have preference. I have preference. Everybody got preference. That's why some people look at me and be like, nah, I don't like how she dressed. Some people are ignorant. I have been taught by my mom, we don't wear good clothes and all that in the house. If you're not my audience that I'm trying to impress, I'm not going to be walking out there bodacious. For what? You're not the audience. You're not the person that I'm trying to impress. So why should I mess up my good attire? My good rag. I'm not going to put on my good rag. Can I tell you something? When I went over his house, he didn't put on his good rag either. When I was over there, he didn't wear what he normally wears to work. Hello? He didn't wear it. He did not wear it to work. No, he did not. What he had on, he doesn't wear that to work. And what he has had on, he doesn't wear to church. He just like normal, like, well. There was no super duper impressive. So I have heard some people say, I'm like, the way she dressed, I'm like, I'm at work. This is work clothes. Or I'm at home. I'm not going to come out there looking like I'm performing for the Grammys, stupid. And furthermore, you're not my man. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm not trying to make it easy for y'all to play with me. Like, are you serious? So if this sounds all over the place, let me tell you why. When you, those who finish listening to this, if you be like, that don't make any kind of sense. This is my situation, a foolery that I was going through. But I know how to handle it. I do. I know how to handle it. That's why I keep going. Number two, I left some specifics out because this is public and you have to be careful saying certain things that can be, that's going probably going to be shared and circulated. Trust me, I know. Or it's going to be on broadcast speaker so everybody can hear, so each individual person won't be listening. Won't be listening to it. But this is my unfiltered moment. This episode is not for the saints. I would not say this on my radio show. I am a radio personality on Soul Radio every Friday. I am not going to say that. I'm not going to talk about this. Actually, my show is about to end right now. So let me get on, get where I need to go. Smooches.